Wichita Fine Art Atelier was born of a love of the art. Also known as WFAA, it began as a drawing club before it became clear that artists needed direction and know-how to advance their careers. After a trial run in the mall, WFAA moved into a multi-purpose space leaning towards the arts. Torn Anderson spoke with co-founders Don Pursuth and Vince Wood about the organization's history, its services, and its mission.
We would just sit, talk, he would create, I would create. That's kind of the purpose of the space too, is this kind of co-working space.
Ernest Vincent Wood III describes a portrait of himself painted by artist Brian Hinkle.
And one time I was sitting here eating my lunch, and he kind of snapped a quick picture and then kind of used that as a reference as he built this little painting. I'm seated next to the table. I've got my Tupperware on it, slightly see-through, with the big windows of the studio school in the background.
What sold Wood on using the space in studio school were the huge north-facing windows overlooking the Kellogg I-135 interchange.
These great 12-foot ceilings, massive windows facing to the northeast that just create, a great light to work in. It's one of my favorite aspects of the building.
Studio School is located in the old Willard Elementary building. It's now a multi-use space with an emphasis on the arts. WFAA occupies two former classrooms upstairs.
All right, so now we're going to go into the classroom space. Don today is teaching four students.
Which seems like a lot considering it's a Monday at 11 a.m.
They're all working on geometric solids, so working on light and seeing how light and perspective works among these shapes.
The running concept of WFAA is a Renaissance-style master and apprentice working side by side.
So usually I'll do a demo in class. After I do a demo, I have the students go and start copying the process of what I showed them. Then we'll go around and I'll correct them or help them out.
Pursuth and Wood understand YouTube and other online resources can aid someone's artistic journey, but can sometimes leave things unanswered.
So you have all these questions, and so what's nice about a brick and mortar or school that you can go to is that when you do run into those mistakes, we'll correct it, we'll help you out.
All of this was born of Pursuth trying to find an artist community in his new home of Wichita.
Yeah, Don founded Wichita Sketch Club like 9 years ago, and that was a really important piece to this ever happening.
The Sketch Club grew quickly.
We grew from 6 people to 97 people was the most people that have showed up.
Pursuth met Wood, and they decided to attempt to prove their concept.
We got our chance with the Open Studios program at Town West, of all places. We found that people were interested in doing it.
WFAA now has 40 active members. Wood says being a member of the school is kind of like having a gym membership. You pay a monthly fee to have access to the space.
You can come to the classes. You have access to the studio. You can come in, train, and work alongside myself and Don as we do.
Any ideas, techniques, even commissioned jobs are shared with artist members.
I joined this group for about 1 year, and I already learned a lot of, I ever can think about.
That's Yin Chin. Wood describes her as the sweetheart of the group.
I believe if I sweet to people will sweet back to me.
And then scoot back over. This is Yen's space here. She's working on a horse.
Wood focused on horse paintings last year, and Yin got a firsthand look at conquering some of those learning curves. More than lessons being taught, these are shared experiences that everyone in the space benefits from.
I don't think there's any really holding back on sharing ideas here, which is really nice, because we want to teach everyone everything that we know. And that's our goal. It's no secrets kept, really just sharing everything.
Here is the secret, though. This is community. It's not just like, I'm teacher, you're student. It's not how it works at all. It is a true art community.
For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.